Hello, it's Father Jim. For Lent, I'm making some noises about prayer, fasting and alms deeds, which our Lord asked us to observe in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 to 7. And I was talking about prayer and saying that we are a statement of God. Each person is spoken into being. But a form of prayer that helps most people is what they called Lectio Divina, where you take something beautiful, you think about it, you pray about it, and you just sit with it in silence and wonder and thanks. And this is one of the poems from the Prophet by Khalil Gibran, a Lebanese mystic. I've already shared in the past one on friendship. This is about religion, which for me sums up that prayer covers everything, really. The Prophet has come from a far country to spend a while with the people. Now it's time for him to be taken away and they could see the smoke of the ship on the horizon coming to... But before he's taken away from them, it's obviously the Lord, I think. They say, speak to us of prayer, speak to us of children, what do you have to say about friendship and love? And an old priest said, speak to us of religion. And he, the Prophet, said, Have I spoken this day of aught else? Is not religion all deeds and all reflection and that which is neither deed nor reflection but a wonder and a surprise ever springing in the soul, even while the hands hew the stone or tend the loom? Just pausing there in the poem, I go out into the garden to plant my plants, or I'm on the balcony sowing seeds or pricking out the seeds. I used to go into church when there's nobody there and play a piano concerto on the piano in front of the tabernacle. That was my prayer. Or I go and play an organ concerto. Hope our Lord liked it. Entertain him. I once saw a wonderful clip of a juggler in front of a statue of Our Lady. I think he had five balls. He was juggling with the balls and sort of looking it up at Our Lady as if to say, I'm doing this for you. Wonderful way of praying, if that's him. The poem continues. Who can separate his faith from his actions or his belief from his occupations? Who can spread his hours before him saying that that's for God, and this is for myself, this is for my soul, this other's for my body? That's doing a vivisection on oneself. And sometimes people go into church to pray. They leave their umbrella on the hook at the back with their overcoat. They hang their body up there and go in as a soul. And they wonder why they can't pray, because they aren't all there. We're talking about human prayer being brought into the divine prayer. We mustn't get a crowbar between them. And the poem continues, all your hours are wings that beat through space from self to self. And he who wears his morality but his best garment were better naked. The wind and the sun will tear no holes in his skin. And he who defines his conduct by ethics imprisons his songbird in a cage, and the freest song comes not through bars and wires. Makes me think, have you ever met somebody who's offering you up for the souls in purgatory? Talk about a freeze-off. Or one eyeball's looking at you, and the other eyeball's looking at the crucifix on the wall, as if I'm being played off against Christ. Don't let's play off others against God. We can only say we love the God we can't see if we love the brother or sister we can see. Otherwise we're out of focus for our neighbour and out of focus for God. Our eyeballs are all over the shop. And it continues, for he to whom worshipping is a window to open but also to shut, hasn't yet visited the house of his soul whose windows are from dawn to dawn. So the whole universe is sacred and a sanctuary. Don't let's play off religious and secular. Everything is sacred. Our homes are the greatest sanctuary. I used to be embarrassed when asked to bless homes at Easter. And I used to say, I'm the one who's blessed by being allowed to come into your holy home, where people love each other. Parents are the high priests of their family, really. But we sometimes stick God in sanctuaries or holy places. I'm not a great one for shrines. I find Our Lady in the greenhouse. I find the Lord everywhere. So the prophet continues, your daily life is your temple and your religion, and whenever you enter it, take with you your all. Take the plough and the forge and the mallet and the lute, the things you fashion in necessity or for delight. In other words, work and play. For in reverie you can't rise above your achievements nor fall lower than your failures. You know, Jim's just chin as well. Here I am, Lord. And take with you all men. The church is not meant to be a ghetto. All. Be a universalist. Take with you the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Jains and the unbelievers and the atheists and the humanists. Because God loves all. All people have been spoken into being by God. For in adoration you cannot fly higher than their hopes, nor humble yourself lower than their despair. We're just ordinary people. And what we carry is this: if God loves Roman Catholics, there's hope for the Hindus. If God loves Jim, there's hope for everybody, I tell you. We're not supposed to be superior or inferior, we're just by God's grace. And if you would know God, be not therefore a solver of riddles. One of the greatest riddles is God. Some sermons explain God and explain God away. How dare one explain God? It's the great unknown, the cloud of unknowing, the great mystery. The more we know, the more we realize we've hardly started. So don't solve riddles, and certainly don't explain parables, please, or you'll explain them away. Rather, look about you and you shall see him playing with your children. I always used to spend hours in the playground, just amazed at seeing children play. I wish grown-ups could play, too. And look into space, and you'll see him walking in the cloud, outstretching his arms in the lightning and descending in rain. And you shall see him smiling in flowers, then rising and waving his hands in the trees. Amen.